WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show with your girl Nina Brown. DJ Iron, did you hear about Ava DuVernay's recent cast of a young fella? He's about 17 years old, named Jaden Michael.
Okay.
When I looked at his ID, what is it, the IMDb?
Okay.
You know, the actor's credits.
All right.
All of the things he's been in hasn't really been anything major, right?
Okay.
But guess what he was casted for?
What's that?
He is going to play the young Colin Kaepernick in the new miniseries about his life that's going to be on Netflix.
Wow, that's major.
That's major. And you know, the last time Ava DuVernay put out a mini series on Netflix, it was When They See Us. And we see how well that did with all of the awards that it won.
Absolutely. She's batting but 1,000.
Okay, batting 1,000. But I'm so excited that Colin Kaepernick will have his story played out. Of course, they're going to cover his childhood. It's called In Black and White. So, of course, they're going to cover his childhood, being adopted, coming into the NFL, and then also when he got blacklisted from the NFL and his social activism. So I'm just so happy that Colin Kaepernick's story will be told, and he will be put on this major platform for anyone who's been under a rock. You know, it's another opportunity for us to support this king who has supported the culture, you know, and dedicated, sacrificed his whole career for the culture.
Indeed, indeed. It's going to be a good look. And again, she's batting 1,000. She does not fail. How about that?
She does not fail. And Colin Kaepernick, we will not let him fail, okay?
Indeed.
So that's coming up. I'm trying to find a release date. It's not posted yet, but as soon as we have that release date, of course, we will let you know on WHUR. It is the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.
Tim and Bob.
Yes, I absolutely love that song. That's Matching Tattoo by Gene Noble. It is 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show with me, Nina Brown. And DJ Iron, I want to ask you about your opinion on something.
Okay.
There's a story about Kendall Jenner. You know Kendall Jenner. She's the half-sister of the Kardashians, Kim, Courtney, all of the other ones. I can't even keep up with all of them. But there was a picture that was taken. It was actually taken 3 years ago, but it continues to resurface, of Kendall Jenner with a gold tooth. The photographer who took it, or the editor-in-chief, rather, they posted the picture in Vogue, and black staffers who worked for Vogue complained about it then, and they said that it was cultural misappropriation, and they felt it was extremely insensitive to post it in Vogue magazine. And crazy enough, the editor-in-chief, Anna Wintour, she said, "I don't think it's a big deal." Like, she basically brushed them off and said, "It's not a big deal." Even though these were her black staffers who were making the complaint, saying they felt offended by the photo of Kendall Jenner wearing a gold tooth. So I'm asking you, Iron, are you offended by someone who is not black wearing a gold tooth in a fashion sense?
Not 100% offended, but I can't look past their track record as appropriating a lot of stuff as a family. There's nothing
exactly
about them that they, you know, they haven't literally stolen from black culture. In fact,
man,
that is their springboard. Their springboard is black culture, starting with Ray J. So their whole ascension is on the backs and efforts of a race that's not theirs. Everything about them.
Wow. I absolutely agree. The coverage, so Condé Nast, which owns Vogue, said in a statement, the coverage itself is not cultural appropriation. The implication is that Kendall herself misappropriated black culture by wearing the gold tooth. But yet, you guys posted the picture. You know what I mean? So, like, why would you post a picture when you are acknowledging that she may have misappropriated the culture, but then you go ahead and promote it in your magazines?
Well, you know, my biggest issue, in all honesty, is that, you know, I, if you want to make it minimalized by, it's just simply a gold tooth, where does it stop? If it begins with a gold tooth, where do we draw the line? And like, hey, let us hold on to that. You find your own thing. When do we tell them it has to stop? And I don't know.
You know, our producer, Sean G, just reminded us of Paul Wall, who is not black, but he had a mouthful of gold. And when I think about what the difference is between Paul Wall and Kendall Jenner, Paul Wall, like,
That's was, him.
Like he, yeah.
That's
well, and
him.
Also he grew up in that. Like he is from Houston or wherever in Texas he's from. I don't remember offhand, but he grew up in. He came from the hood.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? This is his environment, and it's different when someone who has no clue of black culture, wasn't raised in it, mm-hmm. doesn't relate to it, can't mm-hmm. claim it, and yet you're appropriating the culture.
Well, you know the phrase. They want all. They want all the rhythm and none of the blues.
Ooh, that's, come on now, Iron.
That's the truth. They want all the rhythm and none of the blues.
Coming up next. Go ahead. Did you want to say something else?
No, I said enough.
Okay, thank you. Coming up next, we have DC's own Donnell Rawlings is coming through for a visit. He is our Superstar Takeover co-host today, and it is going to be crazy. That's coming up on the Frank Ski Show. Keep listening. It's 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it's the Frank Ski Show with me, Nina Brown, and like I told y'all, I am so excited. I've been looking forward to this day all week. Let me just keep it 100, because my dog, Ashy Larry, a.k.a. Donnell Rawlings, D.C.'s own, Virginia's own, is in the studio with us. He is my Superstar Takeover co-host today, and I might just let him literally take over the whole show, because he's
no, got... No, take me to the river, I want to go... I'll go, take me to your river, high. And the only reason I had to sing that song because you like to call me Ashy Larry, but Ashy Larry is dead. I am the River Ninja, formerly known as Ashy Larry. I just want to be clear.
Okay. Well, funny that you're formally known as that, because when I asked you to send me a approved photo to use, you sent me an emoji of an eggplant and a trash can.
Wait, okay, go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish.
And
go
you
ahead.
Told me to use that as your photo. So
that was me being funny and sarcastic, because the rumor on the street is that, and it happened on another podcast some time ago. It was a podcast with all females, and I thought this show we were being transparent, right? And they asked me, they said, Donnell, do you ever remember a time having trash eggplant? I won't say what the word, it rhymes with slick, right? They said, have you ever had trash slick? And I thought this was a show where you open up, you know what I mean? Like reveal and be honest. And I said, you know what? My track record is pretty good. But there were a couple of times in my past, in my distant past, that I might not met the Donnell Rawlings standards. They took that and said, he got trash slick. He got trash slick. He got trash slick. So I just did it as a joke. And also thought that was a conversation that you and I had that you wasn't going to bring on air. And another thing, and this is what your listeners, you can try to fool your listeners because I'm on here. I've never been a part of this show. But there is no way you're going to let me take over, because you are the takeover queen. You yelled at me. You yelled at me. You told me to shut up. You said some words I know women that support you in the Essence Festival and the Black Women Movement would not respect. So I'm not going to do another show where we're not being honest. And the thing is, you tried to get everybody else, and I was on your last part of the list, and you said, man, we got to get Ashy. So that's the truth.
No, the truth is, every time I'm around you, like, I genuinely laugh so hard. You are one of the funniest comedians. One of my absolute favorites. Like, no cap, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not trying to gas you or anything, but I mean...
So can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
Why do women have to pre-qualify their statement when it's going to be a compliment? You did not, as a man that's sick of this, okay? As a man that's sick of women saying, you know what, I ain't trying to be all on your jock, but I ain't trying to gas you. Gas me. I need fuel. What's wrong with fueling my ego? Can we talk about that? But we can save that.
Yeah, let's save that. We'll get back to that, though.
So go gas me.
You're funny as hell. What else can I say? Like, you're a comedian. You get paid for it. People think that you're so super underrated. I'm just glad that I can still text you directly and you don't give me to the handlers and be like, talk to my manager if you want to.
That's next week. That'll be next week.
Thank God I got in early.
You know what's so funny? I've heard that statement a lot throughout my career. Like, you're so underrated. You're not underrated. Who's rating you? You know what I'm saying? Like, when people say you're underrated, that what they're trying to do is compare you to somebody else's career. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and they're trying to say, okay, this guy's funny. Why hasn't he got that level of success? Why hasn't he had that level of fame? But I'm not underrated. I'm just a person that my path may take a little longer, you know, but from when I first started, I was like, you got the tortoise and the hare. I have no problem being a tortoise. I've been able to have some success doing it for years. And my time to, like, in whatever people's definition of blowing up is, it will come. But with that said, the most important thing with anybody's journey, wherever you're trying to go, can you be happy in that journey?
Yeah.
As long as you're happy, you can't please everybody. So I take that as like somewhat of a compliment because people explaining what my skill set is, but at the same time, I'm never underrated.
That's dope. Well, coming up, Mr. Not Never Underrated, I want to ask you about a cell phone technician who may have broken bro code, okay? It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show with me, Nina Brown. We have comedian Donnell Rawlings, formerly known as something else. We are going to...
Ashy Larry, now River Ninja.
Okay. Formerly known as Ashy Larry, now River Ninja. His mama named him Donnell, so we're going to stick with what his mama named him. But I want to ask you about this, Donnell. So there's a cell phone technician who found himself in the crosshairs of a cheating situation with a husband and a wife. When he got the cell phone that was brought in by the couple to be fixed, he opened the cell phone up and there was a note inside the phone that read, "Please tell my wife the phone is unfixable. She wants to check the call history. $100 is yours. Thank you." And it was folded up with a $100 bill.
Right.
So I want to ask you, I'm going to tell you what the guy did, but I want to ask you first, Donnell. Bro code or nah? Are you going
100%? I was on a popular show called Guy Code on MTV years ago, and these are some of the things we talked about. You know what I'm saying? Like that dude. What did this happen in Atlanta? Was it in Atlanta?
You know what?
Because the bro code in Atlanta is a lot different. It's like Yas code, Yas. Bring code. Yes, come in code. But I know that he has a policy or whatever. But as a man, and this is to represent the bro code, you're supposed to took that 100. And you're supposed to look out for dude. That's what you're supposed to do. And even if you don't take the money, just tell her that for some reason, we can't fix this phone. You'll shake your head. The reason why, because you're a woman. This is what women do. They are born to be cell phone investigators. Women will take years and years to break your code. They would go as far as to be at family unions and ask your uncle, "Hey, Uncle Ray, when is your birthday?" And he'll be like 1206. They'd be like, "Oh, I got this ninja now." About 1206. They will try years and years and years. Here's a part of it that, and I'm telling you it's true, women are going to be upset with me. You break the code. You find the incriminating evidence, right? And guess what?
What?
Nothing changes. It's all it is like just to be able to say, "I got you." What are you going to do after that? I know that it's kind of a toss up. Okay, me being a corporate person, wanting to do my job the right way. But I saw the video and the way he even explained it to her, he sounded like snitch. He sounded like he didn't understand what bro code was. He looked like, she said, "Oh, you ain't got to worry about it." And he was like, "I know, I just want to do it." I was like, "Man, get out of here, man. Take that $100 bill. Crack that phone, tell her to take it somewhere else."
Here's the audio.
iPhone 7?
Yeah, 7.
I didn't fix it because like I opened it and this is what was inside.
Oh.
And like, just, I don't want nothing to do with it. Like, I don't want you guys to get me involved in this. I know it's just business.
Are you serious? He thinks he's so slick. He pays you $100 to keep it broke. I'm gonna pay you $200 to get it fixed. I want it fixed. I want to see what he been doing.
I want to fix
right now. Right now, $200. You get paid $100 for it to stay broke. I'm going to pay you $200 to make it fix. I want it fixed. Okay. I want it fixed.
I mean, I'll fix it for you, but, like, I don't want nothing to do with it, okay? Like, I just feel bad because I want you to know the truth, but it's none of my business. Like, I don't know.
So what Donnell is saying is when the woman returned to the cell phone store, the technician actually told her what was in the phone, said he couldn't fix it, that he didn't want to be involved. But then she countered him and said, "I will give you $200 to fix it." And the man agreed. The cell phone technician said, "Okay, I'll fix it for you, but I don't want to be involved," which is completely contradicting. Let's open
it up to $200.
He took the 200, bro. Let's open up the phone lines, DMV 202-432-WHUR. Did the cell phone technician break bro code or did he do what was morally correct?
Can I say my direct translation?
When we come back. Hold on, Donnell. It's the Frank Ski Show.
Why are you trying to shut me up?
It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown and crazy Donnell Rawlings, formerly known as Ashy Larry, now known as Ninja what?
River Ninja.
Oh, River Ninja. On 96.3 WHUR, sounds like Washington. Old School 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show with me, Nina Brown. Frank Ski is on vacation, but we've got the hilarious DC's own, Virginia's own, Donnell Rawlings in with us. He is visiting for the day, co-hosting our show. We're talking about the cell phone technician who received a note from a husband and a wife, and once they wanted it fixed, but once he opened up the cell phone to fix it, there was a note in there from the husband that said, "Please tell my wife the phone is unfixable. She's trying to check my call history. Here's $100. Thank you." The cell phone technician ended up telling the wife all the business. He said, "I can't fix the phone. You should see the note in there." When she read the note, of course, she was shocked. And she offered him $200 to fix it. And he took it and he fixed it.
I need everybody's comments. And I feel as though we're going to get to the bottom of this, huh, man? So if you want to sound like Washington, that should be the diction and the enunciation that you use on this station.
That's just let me try it then. 96.3 WHUR, Old School 90s, and now for everybody. We want everybody to call in, the Bammas and all. 202-432-WHUR. Let's see what the DMV's talking about. Frank Ski Show.
Now, first of all, I want to correct your guess, because all women don't check phones.
I don't check phones, okay?
I don't need to check phones.
Because you a grown woman, that's right.
I don't check phones. Pants could be hanging on the bathroom door. I ain't going in your pockets.
Come on, sis.
I'm serious.
That's right. No, and I totally applaud you for that. Thank you for putting us up to game. You're absolutely right.
That ain't necessary. All you got to do is pay attention to his conversation when he's talking to you.
Frank Ski Show, go ahead with your comments.
Hi, it's Tarita from Annapolis. I would have took all $300 of the dollars and told the wife. Yeah, that's what I would have did.
I know that's right. Thank you, sis.
Well, we're going to stay out that drama at the end of the day. Donnell Rawlings, we've got the mix coming up. And then we want you to stick around and play Two Truths and a Lie with us, okay? The Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown on 96.3 WHUR.
Sounds like everybody. It sounds like Washington.